Hey, Victory Church. My name is Yolanda Caro, and I am the care pastor at the Oklahoma City campus. And I'm so glad you've joined us today for Lectio Divina. Today's scripture reading is found in 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. Before we begin, take a moment to breathe deeply. Release any tension from your body. Clear your mind from distracting thoughts and set your attention on God's presence. As I read, I encourage you to close your eyes and listen, or you can read along with me. Our first step is to read. As we go through the passage for the first time, pay attention to the words or phrases that catch your attention and write them down. Again, we will be reading from 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." I'll give you a few moments to write. What words or phrases stuck out to you? The second step is to reflect. As I read through the passage again, make note of what emotions stir up. Which character in the story do you resonate with? The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." We're going to pause here to give you a moment to reflect. Again, write down any emotions that rose up within you and what character you were in the story. Next, let's respond. As I read a third time, start a conversation with the Lord. What is he saying to you through this text? What do you need to say back to him? the wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." Take a few moments and talk with God. Reflecting on your notes from earlier, write down what he is saying to you and respond to him. To finish, simply rest in the presence of God. As you prepare for the remainder of this day, spend a few minutes in silence, meditating on God's word. Lord, we thank you that you are truly good. We come boldly to you, knowing that our struggles matter to you. Our needs matter to you. Lord, thank you that you see us, you hear us, and you respond to us. You do not turn a deaf ear or a blind eye. Thank you that your love is active. It's not passive. We trust in you today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.